Ooh, I have to admit, it took you a while to get into it. I mean, there was this hesitation. It was like, are we really doing this? Like, what do they expect to happen? I saw in some of your faces this sense of, do they think we're that juvenile? And yet, the joy that I see on most of your faces right now says the answer is yes. That we are that juvenile, and that that is a joyful thing. I wonder if joy is the same thing as a balloon launched into the air, unsuspecting, elastic, freed to fly, wobbling, and then caught and released again. I wonder if joy is that cascading uncertainty between friends, co-conspirators of connection and hope as you pass something between you, cast care, cast love, cast adventure. I wonder if the balloon itself, that colorful, radiant, oblong vessel for the movement of joy, is like the joy that happens between us. It becomes charged and electric. Its field, its power touches you before you touch it, sometimes arcing between you, shocking you with power, shocking you with surprise, shocking you with an energy that cannot be contained, an energy between me and you, between you and us, between here and here. What if joy is something we have to do together? What if joy is what happens in between us, where we meet God, where we meet love, where we meet connection? What if joy is as simple as a balloon passed from one to the other, the smile and delight of being a child again, or still being blossoming, meeting in the middle? And there's friction in joy, right? Have you ever rubbed the balloon on your hair and watched your hair stand on end, alive with a power that defies gravity? Yes, there is friction in our connection, in our meeting in the middle of finding God and love and care in between. And yet that friction is what powers and keeps us going. Joy is a balloon held aloft by dozens of hands. Sometimes I can't reach it, so you have to. Sometimes it's hard for me to find joy, so you need to keep the balloon going. Sometimes we need a collective body working as one to live joy. Sometimes we need a collective body to live joy, a crowd of people that does not lose any person in its crowd. No one lost, everyone finding a rhythm of receiving and giving, of surprise and delight, of receiving and releasing. Each person risks being a part of something we can't control, not knowing where the joy is going to land. Each of us risking that we don't know exactly what's going to happen. Each of us risking being seen by another person. Maybe joy is something we do together, something we must do together in the place in between. It is a gift, and maybe even it is an ethical act, a way of being. I've been thinking a lot about collective joy, these moments in which we gather as a community of people to engage in something out of the ordinary, something that captivates our hearts and our bodies in ways that we wouldn't normally. I've been reading Barbara Enrich's book, Dancing in the Streets, A History of Collective Joy, and she says that for 10,000 years, humans have regularly and efficiently created sanctioned events in which we gather as people, abandoning our work-like habits and the grind of our everyday to take to the streets, and with drums and pipes and instruments and masks and costumes, we join hands and move and dance and sing and chant. And we do this faster and faster until we experience a state of bliss. We as humans have been doing this for 10,000 years, and yet in her studies on collective joy, she has found that in about the 14th century in Western Europe, we started to crack down on that joy. It started with the churches and the monarchs, the leaders of the lands, for they didn't feel like the people should be in the streets expressing such joy and connection, even if it was just for carnival or Mardi Gras or some local celebration. They felt that it was uncivilized. If you read the Catholic Church, the archbishops were actually always complaining about how much dancing people were doing in the churches in the 13th century. And so they did something very ingenious. They invented pews. Right? Stiff-backed, structured, rigid. The old elements of ecstatic singing, speaking in tongues, moving freely, expressing ourselves was contained in the pew. And in the 13th and the 14th and the 15th century in Western Europe, our European ancestors cracked down on all of these experiences of collective joy and ecstasy and bliss. And they didn't just keep it to themselves. For when they went out on their colonization endeavors around the world and they met their fellow people who had not tried to stamp out their joy, these rituals of connection and care in which we met each other in joy, when they met them all around the world, they labeled their practices as savage, as uncivilized, as something that needed to be reformed. In fact, in South Africa, the Nama people have a specific phrase they use to describe someone who is converted to Christianity. In their language, it translates to one who has given up dancing. Which is not to say that dancing and joy is antithetical to Christianity, but rather in this Western world, we have somehow conflated the two, that we must be rigid, not joyful, that we must restrain ourselves, that when we're with each other, we can't show our ecstasy because ecstasy is really just a drug, not a feeling. What makes collective joy, a group of people experiencing a deep joy together, so terrifying? I wonder if it's the fact that when we experience this joy that overcomes us in this great mound of people, we might start to demand it all the time. That when we experience collective joy, when you have experienced collective joy, you might start to wish that it be the rule, not the exception. And that is a terrifying thought to those in charge, because joyful people, people connecting, people finding love and God and care in between each other are a powerful force to transform our world. Depressed, disconnected people are very easy to push aside. So maybe joy in the interconnection, joy as collective, is something we must do together, and maybe it is in fact an ethical act for the perseverance and the preservation of what it truly means to be human. Maybe joy is our path and our destination. Amen.